Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Hay is expensive and many long hours go into harvesting, storing, and feeding it. Don't waste up to a third of it by using poor feeding practices. Believe it or not, cattle can trample, overconsume, manure on, and use for bedding up to 25 to 45% of your hay when it's fed with no restrictions. Extra control and feeding can pay off big time with expensive hay. For starters, don't provide more than one day's supply at a time. Research has shown that when cows are fed a four-day supply, they will overeat and waste 20 to 30% more hay than when it is fed one day at a time. This adds up to $50 to $75 more per cow over a four-month feeding period. The best-case scenario is to feed only what livestock will clean up in one meal, so nothing is left over to be wasted. Be sure to provide sufficient space, though, for all animals to eat at once so boss cows don't stop timid cows from getting their fair share. Another thing that you can do is restrict access to hay. Use a bale rack or ring to keep animals off of the hay. Especially useful are racks with barriers around the bottom that prevent livestock from pulling loose hay with their feet and dragging it out to be stepped on. If you unroll bales or grind and feed on the ground, position an electric fence alongside or above the hay to keep cows from trampling or bedding down on the hay. When feeding, providing a balanced ration that provides sufficient energy and protein, but not too much, is important. Animals that eat more protein than they need will simply excrete it as extra nitrogen in their urine. This can be just as wasteful as directly trampling it into the ground. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.